Morning. Let's turn to Psalm 32, verse 1 through 5. Psalm 32, verses 1 through 5. How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to thee, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and thou didst forgive the guilt of my sin. Amen. Let's pray together. God, I thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness, God, that is available to us. Your forgiveness, God, that you just bestow upon us. And I pray, Holy Spirit, just as we gather this morning before you, I pray that all of us here would truly feel your forgiveness, God, that we would feel forgiven and we would know that you accept us just as we are. So I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and speak to us this morning. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I believe one of the things that sets the gospel, which means the good news, right? One of the things that sets the good news apart from other religions is this idea of forgiveness, you know, this idea of grace. When I was in Korea last week, and I met up with John Lee, our ex-bass player, and we met up in near Yonsei University, and he lives near Yonsei University. So we had dinner. We had a dessert, then we went, then he said he lived near Yonsei University. I had never been. My dad went to Yonsei University. I thought, oh, maybe I'll come check out the campus and just walk around a little bit. It was already kind of late, but so we walked together. He took me to Yonsei University. He went home, and I don't know if you've ever been to Korea, Yonsei University, but it's a really beautiful campus. So I was walking around, and there's a long kind of a road that leads to like the main hall, which is called Underwood Hall. So I was walking along the path, and I was just thinking and kind of semi-praying to God, and I was just thinking about Sean Smith. He was just here, and I was thinking, man, I don't think I could ever, you know, go up to strangers and really share the gospel and be a prophetic evangelist. And I was thinking, I don't know if I could really do that. But I kind of said to myself, I kind of said to God, I said, but, you know, if you bring somebody and they start talking to me and, like, they strike up a conversation and opportunity comes up, then, Lord, I will share, you know, about you. So I kind of said that when I was walking to Underwood Hall. Then I reach the hall and I'm like, oh, beautiful campus, blah, blah, blah. And I look around, I take some photos, and I turn around and I'm coming back down this long path. And right as I'm nearing the entrance, these two strangers come up to me and they start talking to me, right? Turns out these two strangers are from this, some new age, like, Buddhist cult sect in Korea. And they're talking to me about, they approach me, they're like, oh, you know, hello, do you go to school here? I'm like, no, I'm from Hong Kong, blah, blah, blah. So they struck up a conversation and they want to tell me about this new thing that they believe in. Crazy what they believe in. They believe that God came to Korea in the 1800s sometime, and he had his disciples, and the disciples wrote a book, but the book was kind of destroyed by the Japanese, and the Japanese came and invaded Korea, but they've recovered it. And it's available, and they have it, and it talks about this God that came in the 1800s to Korea and what he did, and they follow kind of his teachings. So anyway, they come and talk to me, and then, so I'm thinking, oh, maybe the Lord brought them to me. Usually, I wouldn't talk to them because I'm like, I don't want to get messed up and stuff like that, like, whatever. But I felt like, well, maybe the Lord was leading me to talk to them. So they asked me if I wanted to sit down with them to kind of have a talk. So I said, okay. So we go and find a place to sit, and they ask me what I do. I'm like, oh, I'm a pastor. And they're like, oh, okay. And they're like, what does your dad do? Oh, he's a pastor. My grandfather's in Korea. He's a pastor. They're like, oh. They really knew that they were in for a conversation. So they start telling me about all this stuff. And at first, I was really kind of nervous. You know, I wasn't sure if I should be doing this. But then I started taking authority over just kind of different spirits of like fear and nervousness. And I just kind of said, you know, I have the truth. And I just started praying in tongues, and I just praying in my mind and praying silently. And then eventually all nervousness went away. And I really felt like I could be on the offensive, you know, instead of just listening and just being like, oh, okay, okay. So I didn't get to, they didn't repent right there and confess their sins and come to know Jesus Christ. But I could share with them about my relationship with Jesus, and really, because they were telling me that this God supposedly came down to Korea in the 1800s, but I asked them, so do you have a relationship with this God? You know, do you talk to him, and you know, does he say anything to you? And they're like, no, but he was here and he's teaching. And I was like, and I actually felt pretty passionately kind of upset at this idea of this religion. They say this God was supposedly here, but they can't even have a relationship with him. And I got pretty heated, and I was like, what? I can't believe you're wasting your time on this thing. I have a relationship with Jesus right now, and he talks to me, and he's with me, and I can feel his presence. And I got quite heated, quite passionate, so I was able to really share my faith with them. But when we first started talking, she found out I was a Christian. She kind of asked me, you know, what does Christianity, what are some of your, I guess, main beliefs, you know, religious beliefs? And she was kind of leading me to say that it was about love, you know, that it's all about love and all that. But when I heard the question, the immediate thought that came to me was grace. I thought grace really is what sets us apart from all the other religions. Because all the other religions, you have to work towards forgiveness, right? You have to work towards earning your merit before their God figure. But the gospel, the good news isn't like that, right? The good news says the forgiveness is free of charge. You know, forgiveness, if it was based on works, you know, if we had to work to pay off our debt, you know, it wouldn't be called forgiveness, right? I mean, you're earning, that's called punishment. Like, if you have to work to pay off your debt that you owe somebody, that's not called forgiveness. Right? That's called, I would call it punishment. Right? When I was working at my school, and a student would disobey or do something stupid, then I try to make it a point. Like, if I had the authority to forgive the student, like, sometimes they break a rule and you really have to take it up with the teacher, and they have to really pay the price, or they have to be punished for their sin, or for their sin, for their misbehavior. But if I had an opportunity and I knew that I had the authority to forgive the child, then I would sit him down and I'd say, hey, you know what? You are forgiven. Like, I made it a point to let him know that he is forgiven from whatever punishment or whatever consequences that he might have to bear by his misbehavior. And I really enjoyed doing that, you know, because they would, you know, you could see that in their faces, you know, that they're really happy and appreciative of the forgiveness that they received. And I knew that in those cases, I had a right to forgive them, like, because they didn't disobey a school rule that really they had to be punished for it a certain way. It was just something else that they did, and I knew I had a right to forgive them. And, you know, God has the right. He's the only one that has the right to forgive us, right? Because he paid the price for our forgiveness, for our sins. So there's a lot more to say about forgiveness, but we can't continue. But I just wanted us today, this morning, to really meditate upon this fact that we are forgiven. You know, in the Gospels, when Jesus is talking to there's the paralyzed man that comes, that they bring down through the roof, and there's also the woman at the woman that is caught in the act of adultery, right? And there is there's another woman that brings perfume and breaks it at the feet of Jesus, and she's crying and she wipes his feet with her tears. And in all those cases, Jesus turns to them and says, "Hey, your faith has forgiven you. Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. You know, your sins are forgiven." And to the woman that's caught in adultery, he says, "Neither do I condemn you. So go and leave your life of sin, or go and sin no more." And just to have somebody tell us that we're forgiven, I don't know if you have, I'm sure we've all experienced it at one point in our lives, to have somebody tell us that we're forgiven, that we're no longer guilty, you're okay, you know, it's okay, don't worry about it. And that already feels so great, to have another human being tell us that we're forgiven. But to have God tell us that we're completely forgiven, that's what Psalm 32 talks about, right? How blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered, whom the Lord does not impute iniquity. Just the joy and just the truth of God's forgiveness and the joy that comes from that. There's a secular humanist, a novelist named Marganita Lasky, and Philip Yancey writes about her, and she says, "What I envy most about you Christians is your forgiveness." She says, "I have nobody to forgive me." You know, so many people live their life trying to justify themselves and trying to make themselves feel okay about their life, although they have all this condemnation and they know that they're guilty. But we have a God that comes to us, and once we forgive, once we confess our sins, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So let's come before God, let's receive this forgiveness. I really wanted us to receive the forgiveness, and I pray today that God would help us to feel forgiven this morning. So let's just close our eyes, let's go before the Lord.
forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be? You, my King, would die for me. It's my joy to honor in all I do. I honor in all I do. In all I do, I honor in all I do. I honor.
Let's pray together. Let's pray for our, first of all, let's pray for our mission teams. Let's pray for Uzbekistan. And let's pray for Israel team. And there's also the YWAM Performing Arts DTS team that's leaving tomorrow. They are going to Egypt, Philippines, and Korea. So let's cover them. They asked for prayer specifically for Egypt because they know there's going to be a lot of opposition there. And also, our friend Sandro, he is running in Europe. He's running 166 kilometer kind of a race. So let's just cover him. He starts tomorrow, I think. So let's cover him and let's pray that God really strengthen him. So those four teams and people: Uzbekistan, Israel, YWAM team, and Sandro. Let's just cover them first and pray for them. Thank you. Let's also pray for our church sanctuary. We've been looking and we're still asking the Lord to come and show us where to go and to provide a place for us and provide the funding for that. So let's just ask God for His mercy. Pray especially for Pastor Sam and the building search committee, that God would lead them to the right places. So let's just pray for this building, our new sanctuary. God, we thank You for this morning. We thank You, first of all, for Your forgiveness. I pray, Holy Spirit, that we, all of us, would be able to go about today and feel the forgiveness of God, that we come before You and that we understand that we are 100% completely cleansed from all our iniquity, all our sin, and all unrighteousness, that we stand before You perfectly holy and righteous, because You forgive us and You accept us. So help us to really feel that today. Just really feel that. I pray against any spirit of deception, God, that may come, or any condemnation that may come. In Jesus' name we declare that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So help us to walk in that. And we just pray for our teams, God. We pray for Uzbek, Israel, YWAM team, and Sandro. We ask You for Your strength and covering over them. We bless them, Lord. And also our building search, God, we are looking for a new sanctuary. We pray, Lord Jesus, or Holy Spirit, that You would give us wisdom, and You would give especially our building search committee wisdom and direction, guidance, God, as they're looking and praying for a new building. We ask You to lead us and also provide for us, God. We ask You to speak to our church members, God, about how to give, and just that You will lead us in this time. We trust You, God. We thank You. We love You, and be with us today. We thank You, God. We love You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, guys. God bless you guys.